What is going on, everybody? Let's go. I'm going to grab this. Hey, for any of you who don't know me, my name is Preston Trout. A little background on myself. Born and raised here in Dallas. Started actually going to Watermark when I was 8 years old. Joined a small group, just like a lot of y'all, when I was in sixth grade. Went to high school at Trinity Christian Academy. Graduated. Yes, sir. Went to college in Philadelphia and then graduated about 5 years ago where I'm now working. And now I am co-leading a group of soon-to-be eighth graders at Trinity Christian. And so honestly, you know, one of the things, you know, a number of things I've told them is like, one, I've probably learned more from those guys than they have from me, to be honest. And another thing is that I just try and teach from the mistakes that I've made, the things that have happened in my life, the way the Lord has taught me in everything that has happened in my life. So today we are going to be continuing our series, There's More to the Story, where we will be covering the parable of the talents, which I think is a phenomenal story to go over how the Lord has entrusted each and every one of us with our own gifts. But before I dive in, I'm going to start with a story from my own life. And so January 2017, I'm a senior in college, about to start second semester senior year, and I meet a girl. An awesome girl, a girl who is on fire for the Lord, getting up at 5:30 a.m., on it, challenger, working out. At the time, I was really none of those. So we start dating, I fall head over heels for her, and we continue on. I tell everyone, friends, family, parents, anyone I've ever talked to, I'm like, I'm going to marry this girl, right? October 13th, Friday the 13th of 2017, we're hanging out, randomly out of nowhere, she goes, hey, Preston, you're just not turning into the man that I thought you were going to. I know. You have all of this possibility, but you're doing nothing with it. You're all talk and no action, and I just can't do this anymore. And so for me, as a girl, as someone who I thought I was going to marry, that was crushing. And I'm going to finish with that story on how it went after we carry on. So really quick, parable of the talents. And today it's very long. It's Matthew 14 through 30. So I'm going to give a summary of it. So today there was a master, and he was going to go on a long journey, and he had three servants. To one servant, he gave him five talents, which a talent in that day and age, what they're referring to is a large sum of money, anywhere from $350,000 to $400, kind of a number of different areas depending on how you look at it, and so. To the first servant, he gave him five talents. To the second servant, he gave him two talents. And to the third, he gave one. And he said, hey, I am going on a long journey. I want you to invest these and build my kingdom. And I think the cool thing about this story is that this is a representation of how the Lord treats us. See, the master came back from a long journey, and looked at the first servant and said, hey, what did you do with the five talents that I gave you? And he said, master, I invested these. I used these. I used these for your kingdom. Here are five more. And the master looks at him and says, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then he went to the person with two talents. And same thing. The servant said, hey, I invested these, I went for it, and here are two more. Master says the exact same thing. He doesn't change his wording a little bit depending on how much they were how much they brought back, but they talked about exactly how much they were given. Master goes to the third servant. Oh, my bad. We're going to put the, we got the little, yeah. To the third, and then the next slide, perfect. To the third one, it says, servant, what did you do with what I gave you? And The servant says, well, I knew you to be a hard master. Therefore, I dug a hole, and here is your talent back. And the master was like, well, then you never knew me. I'm not a hard master. See, the servant had the wrong understanding of the Lord. And I think there's a number of different ways that this talks about what the Lord has done for us. See, the Lord has given each and every one of us our gifts. It could be laughter. It could be the ability to communicate. It could be looks. It could be whatever it may be, you know, being athletic. Whatever that may be. But the thing is, with our first point, your gifts and your talents are unique to you. In Psalm 139, 13 through 14, he says, you alone created my inner being. You knitted me together inside my mother. I will give thanks to you because I have been so amazingly and miraculously made. Your works are miraculous, and my soul is fully aware of this. You knitted me together inside my mother. You see, every single one of us was knitted together by God, each with our own gifts, each with our own path to life. The problem, and I see this with myself all the time, is we can tend to start to look around. We can tend to start to compare. Really, really quick about me, every Saturday I've got the same routine when I'm in town. I don't set an alarm. It's one day of the week I don't set an alarm. Wake up, usually 9:30, 10, 10:30, let it go as far as it wants. From there, wake up, Rusty's Tacos, Starbucks, same order every single day. Yeah. Come back, sit on the couch, open up YouTube. 2 hours of just pure bliss. Get on YouTube, I got three options usually. I got fail videos, awesome, wasn't doing it that day. I got fail videos, and then funny animal videos. Today was the funny animal videos. I also got video game highlights, but I wasn't doing that. So animal videos, I'm going through them. You've got a monkey that is driving a golf cart to go get bananas. You've got a rat hanging out in some PJs, getting sung some French music. And then the third one, I'm going to talk in a second, but I want to show it really quick. And I died at that. I love dog videos. My brother and I's text messages are always videos back and forth, gifts back and forth of dogs. But the awesome thing about that story is it comes, you know, a lot with our life. You know, the thing is that dog, when they started it, he only knew what was here. So he got his one treat, his one gift, and he was excited about that. He was pumped about it. He was like, man, okay. And then he took his eyes off the master, and the other one was opened up. And he's like, oh, man, there's five treats there. And all of a sudden, he's frustrated. He's like, well, I don't want my one. I don't want what I have. I don't want what the master, what God has given me. Well, I want all of that. I want all of that. And you see, comparison only leads to two things. Literally only leads to two things. You're either going to be arrogant because you think you have more than the other person, or you're going to be jealous because you don't think you have enough of what that person has. You know, and honestly, there could be a number of us that are sitting here saying, man, I don't even really know what my gifts are. Like, maybe I don't even have any gifts. There's this movie on Disney I watched about 6 months ago. It's called Encanto. Yeah. Yes. It's a good movie. So, all right, real quick. So, for any of y'all who don't know, this family lives in a house. And when you turn a certain age, the house gives you your gift, which that's a whole other story, but like, you know, we're pretending that God is given those gifts. And so, the main character, Mirabelle, She turns of age, and she doesn't get her gift. They have this whole party. Everyone's waiting, and they're like, she, like, doesn't get her gift. They have this huge animation thing, and nothing happens. So everyone's like, oh, man, and she's devastated. She's like, well, she's sad. She's like, I have no gift. She could have stopped there, and she said, you know, okay, you know, I'm done. But what she did and what you see throughout the movie, she's still trying to figure out what her gift is and, like, where she adds value, but she focuses on the little things. She focuses on relationships with her family. She's one of the only people throughout the story who truly asks how each of her family members are doing. You know, and her other family members have beauty, personality, strength, can sing, the whole thing. But what she does is she ends up focusing on the little things. And she ends up being the most important character of them all because everyone's focused on what they're doing. And at the end, she pulls everyone together. And so with my second point, in order to find our gifts, we have to be faithful with the small things. The key to doing more is stewarding well with little. It is so easy to sit there and say, you know what? I want to be here one day. I want to be in the NBA one day. You know, I want to be talking on stage one day. All of these different things, but it's about the small things. It's about staying after practice for an hour, getting shots up. It's about having that extra conversation with the person at school that you know no one's talking to. It's the small things that end up making you to be who you are. One of the best illustrations of this that I've ever seen, my brother, 2 years younger, one of the greatest relationship guys that I've ever seen. Just phenomenal speaker, great with our family, the whole thing. So he was set to start the institute here at Watermark, which is essentially Watermark's seminary program. And about a few months before he was set to start, he starts having crippling panic attacks. Literally to the point where he couldn't even talk in front of our family. He couldn't pray in front of our family. And so he goes in to the institute and everyone's like, man, I'm pumped to see Grant. Like, I'm pumped to see him talk. And he goes in and he's like, guys, I'm going to be honest, I can't talk at all. In fact, like, if it's outside of a one-on-one conversation, I have this weird feeling that I'm going to have a panic attack. And I watched him day in and day out pray and say, God, I don't have much to give you, but what I do have to give you is I can set out water bottles before our events, and I can set out chairs and pick them up when I come back. And I can go home, and I can pray by myself, and I can lock in. I'm just like, God, I'm going to take that one step. God, I'm going to take that one step. And I watched him for 9 months do this with crippling panic attacks. And slowly but surely, the Lord started to pull him out. You see, there's a verse, Luke 16, verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. You see, Grant knew who our God was. He wasn't sure what was happening. My brother, Grant, he knew who God was. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't know what was happening, but he was like, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And I watched him turn into the man he is today. See, he's those gifts of being super personable, great speaker, also enabled him for his whole life. So he would have all these, you know, he wouldn't come through on something, and he would say, charm people out. And, you know, he wouldn't come through with something. And after 30 seconds of him talking to me, I'd be like, man, if anything, that's on me, you know? And so his entire life, that enabled him. And so what he didn't know is Lord was taking away his gifts to eventually turn him into what he is today. And just a couple months ago, he spoke in front of 4,000 to 5,000 people. And it's been awesome to kind of see what he's done. And so back to my story, girl I thought I was going to marry ends up telling me that, breaking up, the whole deal. I was devastated. But the thing is, everything she said was true. I was that man who had hidden my talents for my entire life. for the 23 years of my life up until that point, I had hid my talents. I didn't have the right understanding of God. You see, if the Lord would have come down at that time and said, Preston, what did you do with the gifts that I entrusted to you? I would have said absolutely nothing. I would have looked him in the eyes and said, you know what? I'm ashamed. I did absolutely nothing. You see, after she broke up with me, October 13, 2017, about a month and a half went by, feeling sorry for myself, the whole thing. All of a sudden, day after Thanksgiving, that morning, the Lord, for some reason, tapped me on the shoulder. And I remember looking in the mirror that day and saying, hey, Lord, I want to be better. And I was like, to be honest, I don't know what that looks like just yet. I don't know what that looks like. I'm in a horrible spot physically, mentally, emotionally. I was someone who said I was a believer about my whole life, yet my actions in no way, shape, or form showed it. And I told him, I was like, God, I'm asking you for guidance. The two things that I know I can do today are start working out again and getting in this word. I was like, to be honest, I don't really want to do either of those, but I'm going to, and I'm going to ride with you. And I watched a six-month journey of that where the Lord just continued to tell me, take one more step, take one more step. And it was phenomenal. It's done wonders for my life. And I just want to close with this. We were put on this earth for a reason. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You see, he gave each of us our own gifts, each our own journey, not to further our own plans in this life, but to work for the Lord, because he made the ultimate sacrifice in sending his son to die for our sins. See, it starts with a prayer. You don't have to go to the Lord with, hey, these are my gifts. This is where I want to go. This is my plan. The Lord wants you to come to him with a simple prayer. A prayer saying, God, I need you. I need your help. What is the best way that I can use my gifts for you? I've seen it work. I've flat out seen it work with myself, my brother, my roommate. Our God is real, and he's a just God. And there's not a single thing that you have done that he hasn't already forgiven you. Today is the day to take that step. Let's pray. God, thank you for just everything you've done for us, God. Thank you for another day that you've given us, a life that you've given us with gifts. It says you knitted us together in our mother's womb. God, we thank you for that. We pray that we come to you and ask you, what is the best way that we can show those gifts, God? What is the best way that we can further your kingdom? Whether it be through relationships, whether it be through laughter, whether it be through sports, God, we just thank you for everything you've done for us. We thank you for another day and another week. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.